Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in to this station's broadcast, Let's Face the Issues. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's supposed to be in the 70s today. I am delighted that you have tuned in with us and you've joined in for this dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, the call-in number is 401-1413, 904-401-1413. And just a moment after our monologue, we'll be talking with, interviewing Florida Representative Jay Fant on an issue that I believe that every listener should be involved in today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God, which is truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." Jesus told his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, there is some good news out there. It's news that's not been reported by the drive-by media or the liberal media or the fake news, if you will. The Supreme Court's decision to let religious freedom stand in Mississippi. It's an interesting article, and let me just give you some excerpts of it. It sets the stage and introduces the program today. Supremes retreat on same-sex marriage. The article goes on to say, the High Court has refused to intervene in a case regarding a Missouri state law that protects from retaliation or punishment people who believe marriage is the union of one man and one woman, that gender is determined at birth, and that sex is reserved for married couples. The court's decision not to intervene left standing a ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that said the complainants did not have standing, meaning they didn't suffer a specific loss. The federal district court blocked the law's implementation, but the Fifth Circuit Court allowed it to take effect, and now the Supreme's decision not to intervene leaves the law in place. The law protects citizens, public services, businesses, religious institutions from governmental reprisal, operating publicly according to their own beliefs in marriage that is reserved for one man and one woman. Ladies and gentlemen, the simplistic of that is that now the Supreme Court said no on listening or hearing the case. Therefore, it left standing that case that was challenging the courts, and it's left standing that law that simply says if you operate a business, you happen to be a baker, a cake maker, you happen to be a videographer, or anything dealing with marriages and wedding ceremonies and otherwise, that's been so much in the news lately, where case after case after case, where laws in the cities and the states have implemented the laws, and as a result of the laws, the courts have stricken it down because the LGBT community that wants to have their way and special legislation with special protection for them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad to say, but it's time that we have legislators in our states that will take a stand on issues. As you know, in the Duval County, in the Jacksonville community, in February of 2017, a special exception law was passed for the called the HRO that gives special exceptions to those that want to be accepted in a class that gives them rights beyond that which is found in the state or the federal constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a serious thing when we realize that there is a desire somehow, some way, to have separate laws for separate individuals. Here's another article about the Supreme Court's declining to hear a case in Mississippi protecting freedom of conscience from Government Discrimination Act, allowing a lower court's ruling in favor of the law to stand, ensuring religious freedom in the Magnolia State. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, there's a need for us to have some protection. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but in the state of Florida, Representative Jay Fant has introduced legislation. It's House Bill 871. And in House Bill 871, it provides that there be protection for the small businesses that want to make a decision as to who they will serve and how they will serve it. Here's an article that gives some basic introduction material on that. The state measure on the table, its sponsor is Senator Dennis Baxley of Ocala and Representative Jay Fant of Florida. They've introduced this bill. The effort is necessary, Jay Fant says. This is in defense of the United States Constitution, which unfortunately in this country is always under attack by the left. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to introduce to you Representative Jay Fant. Jay is on the line that will be interviewed today. We're talking about House Bill 871. Jay, thank you so much for joining us today by way of this radio broadcast. I hope you're well.
Dr. Youngblood, it is a pleasure and an honor to speak with you this morning. I am quite well, and I trust you are the same.
Amen. Listen, the Lord's given us some good weather out there. There's a lot to rejoice over. I don't know about you, but when it gets 70 degrees or less, I freeze to death. So I'm looking forward to warming up today. Jay, tell us, first of all, let our listeners know. And by the way, our listeners are from anywhere from Brunswick, Georgia, down to about Daytona, and from the Jacksonville beaches all the way over to about Lake City. So we've got a pretty broad listening audience today. And I believe it's important for them to understand House Bill 871. One that you've introduced. Tell us something about House Bill 871, and then we'll discuss some parts of it that I believe the people need to understand to get them motivated, activated, and become involved in helping our legislators pass this legislation.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Youngblood, HB 871. I call it the Free Enterprise Protection Act. So the Free Enterprise Protection Act ensures that Florida businesses will not be forced by the government to make products or services that they do not want to make. Now, it sounds like your listeners to your show, Dr. Youngblood, are probably longtime listeners and know this issue well. But if you look to Colorado, Masterpiece Bakery Shop case, which has traveled all the way to the Supreme Court, you'll realize that in other states, the opposite occurs, where that state will force a business to make a product or service they do not want to make. Now, to me, that's just un-American. And we talked about the Constitution just now and how unique this country is. This westerly political movement, a lot of nasty things coming out of the western part of the state, could move this way. So in Florida, we would like to make it clear that we will not force a small business to create anything that violates their sincerely held beliefs. And it's really that simple.
Jay, one of the things that perhaps there might be a minuscule number of a listening audience that's not familiar with it, tell us something about, for example, Jack Phillips and his Master Cake shop and what had happened there, and something about the others where there was a florist shop, et cetera. Just give us a little brief synoptic. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, and I want our legislator to explain that to us from a legislative position, that we've had those cases across America, especially coming in from California, what some call the land of the fruits and the nuts. I won't go that far. There's some good people there. But, May, we have some cases out there that are steamrolling across America that can and does in some ways affect the state of Florida. And we need to be observant of it and aware of it. And I believe proactive is what our representative is talking about with the Bill 871, House Bill 871. But, Jay, give a little brief synopsis of what these people have faced as a result of their religious conscience that says, I cannot bake a cake or do these things for a homosexual wedding because I believe God's word takes preeminence over that. Say something about that just briefly for us to get into the essence of your bill.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Youngblood. So Jack Phillips and his family own a small bakery in Colorado. And if you happen to see him on television, he's as delightful as he can be. And some time ago, two gentlemen came into his shop and insisted on that he create a uniquely designed cake to honor and to be a part of their homosexual wedding ceremony in Colorado. And Mr. Phillips, by all accounts, politely said, that is something I don't intend to create. That's a violation of my conscience and my religious beliefs. And before the conversation got much further, the two men made a bit of a ruckus and made some obscene gestures and stormed out of his store. Next thing you know, he's being sued through some Colorado statutes that relate to the Human Rights Commission in Colorado. Now, let's be very clear. Jack Phillips has many cakes in his shop and has served many people of all varieties, including gay men and gay women. Those two men could have gone into a shop and bought one of those cakes, and Jack Phillips would have been happy to sell them one of those cakes. But in this instance, they said, no, we want you to specifically design a cake that celebrates our style of wedding. And in that case, there was the basis of the lawsuit. So, unfortunately, in Colorado, they found that, yes, indeed, Mr. Phillips should have made something that violated his religious beliefs. He has fought that, and it has gone all the way to the Supreme Court, where it was heard in oral arguments. I think it was about December 5th.
That's
and
correct.
Come March, there could be an opinion rendered on that. Sometimes the court doesn't do what you think they're going to do, but that is the notion that will happen. So how do we prevent that from happening in Florida? Because it can happen here. You can have a complaint filed, and maybe there's a government agency or commission in your county or city that says, well, I don't think we want an artist or a sculptor or a photographer to refuse to give his services in a unique way, in a creative way, even though it violates his conscience in this state. So we're going to compel him to do it. And if he doesn't do it, he or she doesn't do it, we'll fine them, revoke their license, prevent them from having access to public facilities. How do we prevent that from happening in Florida? Well, we do it simply by saying, in the state of Florida, if you're in the business of creating things, you have a cause of action if somebody goes against you. So it's the opposite of Colorado. So we protect the Constitution. They protect their, what I would call, agenda in Colorado. I am great faith that the Supreme Court is going to do the right thing and say, you really can't tell someone what to make in this country. But it is the province of the Florida legislature to make sure that we create statutes to minimize the harm that current law could bring to regular rank-and-file folks. And that's what we're going to do in this bill.
Then, Jay, what you're basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Jay Fant, Representative Jay Fant, one of our legislators in Florida, and you are free to call in at 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Enter this dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you have a specific question you would like to ask Representative Fant. You do so. That is 904-401-1413. Jay, what you're literally saying is that there should not be a carved-out special rights group of people that's granted special rights, and those special rights protected by the local governments and or the state or federal governments. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. We should not have laws that encourage persecution of any types of law-abiding citizens in Florida and in America. And let's look at what Colorado has done in three other instances where Christian-minded people went to separate bakeries and ask for Christian-based themes to be represented on their cakes. The state of Colorado, after those bakeries refused to create those cakes for those Christian-minded folks with those themes, the state of Colorado decided that they would not take any action against those bakeries. So really, the Human Rights Commission in Colorado is truly a biased entity seeking some type of social agenda, a left-wing social agenda, but using it under the veneer of government. And so we know the activists get involved in these commissions, and they abuse what the whole point of that is. Why is it, Dr. Youngblood, that these so-called civil rights commissions are always born out of seemingly right-sounding words, and then when they get in place, all they simply want to do is take away people's civil rights?
It truncates the civil rights of the individual with religious freedom and religious conscience. And I believe, just as I believe you do, that government should not discriminate against business based on the company's internal policies. And I believe that is stated basically out of your premise in House Bill 871. Jay, let me ask a question that may be pertinent and may be a possibility. What is the possibility? And we'll talk further about the bill in just a moment, but this is an insert into that dialogue and discussion. Is it possible to have the legislature establish the state's preeminence in matters about special civil rights, that local jurisdictions cannot establish more or fewer categories of protected classes of people?
Dr. Youngblood, there is a movement, albeit a nascent one, that began last year to make it clear in the state of Florida to meet that purpose. Now, that's a bit of an uphill battle. You know, everyone has their turf politically in the state, but yes. I think the reasoning is sound that we need to make the state consistent and protective of our constitutional rights and not create categories of people that are at the mercy of activists within the government.
Yes. See, one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm asking Representative Fant that question is that because in the state of Florida, just as with many other states, it's kind of a hopscotch across the state with some legislative bodies, county, city, or local authorities, passing legislation because of a special agenda rather than looking out for the Constitution. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, and for our representative, and I believe he'll respond to this appropriately, we have a state constitution and a federal constitution, and I believe all of the civil liberties and the freedoms that are protected under those is adequate for all our people, all of the people in our state. I personally don't believe, Jay, that it's necessary to have special carved out categories of people that have special legislative protection where the government is making the decision who will be discriminated against and who will not.
I agree, Dr. Youngblood. Our constitution, inspired by our declaration, was certainly, in my opinion, divinely inspired and enacted by those wonderful men and the women who supported them all those years ago to create a eternal foundational document that essentially says the only purpose of government is to create rules, protect the rights that God gave us. Not that
yes.
the government gives us those rights, but that God gives us rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. The things that we expect from our initial agreement of how this country was founded. We are unique among the nations. America is truly exceptional. So ultimately, when we chip away at those meanings or have progressive judges to twist words to set traps for foolish people, ultimately these things become the culture, and people forget about what set us apart. So my mission as a lawmaker is to assert ourselves like Justice Gorsuch might or Justice Thomas and say, no, the law is the law. We have original intent behind our constitutional rights. Everything that chips away with that lessens America as a whole. So we have to push the opposite way.
Absolutely. Well, I am so delighted, Jay, for hearing you say that. I am thankful for men of God as we find in yourself. And I'm not saying this overly complimenting you because we're on the air. I'm thankful for you and your stand for the Lord, standing for the Word, standing for the moral, ethical warp and woof of society that's founded in the Word of God, constituted in our Constitution, confirmed by the courts and to be carried out by the citizens. And I'm thankful for that stand. Would you tell the listeners today, Jay, how they can become involved, calling their representatives, calling the Senate and the House members, and urging them to vote yes on this bill. Give us a little word of encouragement there on what the people should do. I want the people involved in this process that will hold your hands up and the hands of others that are sponsoring and co-sponsoring, sponsoring and pushing this bill through.
Yes, indeed, and very appropriately stated. I would like our listeners to support and lift up in prayer, certainly my co-sponsor, Representative Scott Plakin, out of the Orlando area, and, of course, Senator Dennis Baxley in the state Senate. Now, in terms of getting into action soon, we will hope to have these bills set on agendas in committees, both in the House and the Senate. That has not occurred yet. I'm hoping it could occur as early as next week. Then we'll know which committee and which members we should politely call and encourage for their support. And when I learn that information, Dr. Youngblood, I will be sure to get back with you so you can have that information and you can share it with your listeners and they can take part in this great republic by being in touch with our lawmakers and say, the bill makes sense. We want the Free Enterprise Protection Act to be the law in Florida.
Jay, we can do better than that. All you need to do is let me know with a moment's advance notice, the afternoon before, the day before, and we'll get back on the broadcast and let you explain the committees that it's in, who's on those committees, who's chairing the committee, and the telephone numbers, how the people can dial those numbers, email those representatives, and see that we get behind this. I pray that God will bless it and will use it. Now, Jay, I do know that there's another bill, and I don't want to convolute this with the listeners. There's another bill, House Bill 347, that basically counters all that you're attempting to do in House Bill 871. Do you know the status of that? And what we need to understand is the listeners on that.
So far, I don't know that there is a lot of traction on that bill, but I do want our listeners to know that outside of our homes and our communities and our churches and our radio shows, there is a dedicated left-wing opposition to everything we believe in. They never, ever stop. So every year in the legislature, there are attempts to create laws and statutes that are completely contrary to our understanding of America and the role of government in people's lives. So far, we are not under that direct threat. But I can tell you, Dr. Youngblood, the moment that I see that bill gets traction by getting on the committee agenda, we're going to get right back on the phone and we're going to talk about that because I think your listeners would also enjoy opposing that bill actively with their members.
Absolutely. It is so vital and so necessary. Jay, there's another issue that I would like to bring up if you would talk with us about it and address that. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay is now a House member, a representative from the state of Florida, but he's making a transition. He is the leading candidate now for the Attorney General's office. And Jay, tell us something about your passion for that, why you're running, what you're wanting to do, changes you'd like to make, what you'd like to see accomplished that would benefit and bless the state of Florida under your leadership.
Thank you for bringing that up, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, the Attorney General of the state of Florida, the Chief Legal Officer of the state, that is a statewide election that will occur this summer. Our current office holder, Pam Bondi, is stepping down due to term limits. Now, I believe that the things I do in politics are about three basic categories of a mission. Number one, God and family. When God and family are lost in this country, all the government in the world cannot fix it. And if anything, we need to make sure that our laws are encourage family, encourage religious liberty, and as chief legal officer of the state, is of critical importance to me. The United States Constitution and the rule of law are paramount in our country, and we're different than the other nations because of it. And I'm a zealot for our Constitution.
Amen.
And the declaration that inspired it, Dr. Youngblood. And I
yes.
can tell you, I will let every one of your listeners know that if someone seeks to take away your constitutional rights, they're going to have to go through me as the Attorney General. So I support those concepts and free enterprise and safety and public safety as well. But I will be on the road around your listeners' counties. And I hope you take an interest in what I do. And if you are interested, look me up at jfant.com and learn more about it.
jfant.com. Look, ladies and gentlemen, look that up. Go to that website and have dialogue and communication with Jay. pray for him that God would bless and give wisdom and strength. Jay, let me ask you a couple of questions, and I think it is self-evident based on the words that you've just stated, but it is my most humble opinion that any lawmaker, whether it's in the legislature and some portion of that with the representative or the Senate, or whether it's in the realm of attorney general, that any law that comes across the books or that there's an attempt to pass or that is passed should meet muster with the state and the federal constitution, or it ought not to be considered as law. What are your thoughts on that subject?
Absolutely right. Our constitution, as it's designed, certainly holds very few responsibilities and important ones, especially as illustrated in the Bill of Rights, that define what the federal government's role is in our lives and leaves the state to manage the rest of our affairs. However, when we have activism by the left, those progressives who seek to destroy our history, our Constitution, the platform of a Judeo-Christian ethic that this government was founded on for their own purposes, we have to be vigilant. Dr. Youngblood, that's why I got in politics. I saw it go too far. I had to do something. So as long as I'm doing this, I'll have my sword out, and I'll be protecting regular folks or small businesses, and you can count on me for that.
Well, I am delighted to hear that. And Jay, one other thing that I want to mention by way of that, there's a movement, as you know, in society today to basically change history, state history and American history. There's a movement to undermine and destroy that which we find in the realm codified by way of monuments, etc. As Attorney General, should laws be passed or should there become laws, as an Attorney General, would you have the responsibility and or the authority to truncate or to block any such activity that would come about by taking down or attempting to destroy and change the state history in the state of Florida via the monuments that we have decorated across our state?
Well, my goodness, Dr. Youngblood, it's as if you know everything about House Bill 1349, the Monument Protection Act, which I have filed within the last few weeks to do exactly what you're saying. Such a bill and such a law would keep the nonsense out of our communities where people want to pick on certain parts of history. Now, history tells us how we got here, Dr. Youngblood, and if you remove the history, we're not going to know how we got here, and that's where the progressives and the liberals slip in and try to define it for us. So, no, we're moving that bill this year for the first time and hope that will gain traction, ultimately become law. And guess what? As the chief legal officer of the state, I get to make sure that law is followed.
I like that. Tell our audience again what that House bill number is.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. That is House Bill 1349, Monument Protection Act. The long version, Soldiers and Heroes, Monuments and Memorials Protection Act, 1349.
1349. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard right from Jay Fant, our representative. I'm thankful for him. We're delighted that we've had this privilege today to discuss House Bill 871 and what it's going to do in protecting religious liberties, freedom of speech, and especially religious conscience for our small business operators that are morally and ethically bound by the Word of God and cannot change it. And then also talking about his run for Attorney General's office. Jay, would you please give that website again for your run for Attorney General, what the people can do to go there and how they can support it?
Yes, indeed, Dr. Youngblood. Contact me at jayfant.com. That's jayfant.com. Or on Facebook /FantJ. And I'll look forward to hearing from you and getting to know you even better.
Thank you so much, Jay, for your conversation today and the dialogue and the discussion we've had. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's been our blessing and delight to have our representative, Jay Fant, in this dialogue and discussion. We're looking forward to joining you again tomorrow on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.